Welcome to the Servants of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Our podcast exists to provide trustworthy expository messages through the Bible and faithful answers to your theology questions. Now, for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
Well, good morning or good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Dave Jenkins, and I'm the Executive Director of Servants of Grace Ministries. And today I want to talk with you about something very briefly, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. You might have seen videos surfacing all over the internet about the Supreme Court Justice nominee, Jackson, and she said very clearly she doesn't know what a woman is. She can't explain it, or she won't explain it, even though she was asked a direct question, and she doesn't know where life begins. We need to say something very clearly today. This is not only a very important thing for us to say, but it's absolutely vital for us to say as Christians. The Lord is not confused about gender. The Lord created man in his image and likeness. We see this in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. He created man to lead in the home, in the church. In Genesis, we're taught that he made woman to be a helpmate. Men are to lead in the home and in the church. A woman is to come along in the Titus 2 way. Older women are to teach younger women. We learn that in Titus 2. But the scripture is clear. A man is a man, and a woman is a woman. I can't say that enough. I can't say it loud enough. In fact, I'll say it again. A man is a man, and a woman is a woman. And also, gender is a gift from the Lord. The Lord specifically assigns gender. He assigns a man to be a man and a woman to be a woman. And when a man acts like a man as defined by the word of God, he brings honor to the Lord. And when man disobeys God, he brings dishonor on the Lord. And when a woman acts like a woman, as defined by the word of God, she honors the Lord. Marriage is between one man and one woman for life. These are things that the Bible is clear on. These are not obscure things. These are things that are clearly set forth in the Bible. And we also need to say, unlike Jackson, the Lord is not confused about when life begins. Life begins in the womb. God is the one who creates life. We see this in Psalm 139. The scripture is clear. The Lord creates life. He sustains life. He upholds the world in which we live, the universe in which we live. He is the one who gives us life and breath. He knows the length of our days. He knows the thoughts that we think, the hairs on our head, and so much more. It's safe to say then the Lord knows us through and through. And through Christ, he loves the beloved, his people whom he bought with his precious blood, and he rose on the third day for. So we need to say what Hebrews 13, 5 and verse 9 says is that God never changes. He's immutable. He is the same, the writer of Hebrews says, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's also not disinterested in the affairs of our life. He is deeply interested. And yet man still willfully rejects the Lord. This results in disordered desires that dishonor the Lord who created man in his image and likeness. You see, our hearts, because of the fall, Calvin said, are idol factories. We don't have to be taught to sin. We come out of the womb, sinners by nature because of Adam and by choice. Apart from Christ and left to our own devices, we are all children of wrath. And that's why we're in great need of Christ, who alone saves. In fact, thank goodness for the grace of God in Christ alone. That is why we as Reformed Christians, we rightly stress by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, to the glory of God alone, because God alone is worthy to be glorified and honored. And also we need to say Christ is faithful. Biblical salvation is beautiful and it's amazing, as that great hymn by John Newton says, amazing grace. The grace of God is truly amazing. We were once wretches. We were once enemies of God. But God, says the Apostle Paul, thank goodness the Lord saves. And we need to say, and we need to be very clear about this, the Lord saves those confused about their gender assignment. He saves those stuck in the muck and mire of sexual sin and sexual enslavement. He saves criminals, which we all are, but he saves specifically criminals who break the law of the land. Jesus saves. He reconciles sinners to himself. Believe it. You can bank your bottom dollar on it, and here's why. Titus 1:2 says, God never lies. That means that our God, he always acts according to his revealed word, and he never lies. That means that you can trust that God is good because God is holy. And because God is just, he will act according to his revealed word. He will do all that he has said, and he will act according to his word. What that means, dear Christian, is that you do not need to shy away from the truth. You do not need to hide. You do not need to be ashamed of the truth that is in God's word. And it also means that you don't need to back down. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be fearful. You need to speak the truth in love, seasoned with salt, all for the glory and praise of Jesus. We have a word. We have a more sure word. We have a more sure testimony in the word of God. So stand up, speak up, all for the glory of God, and be bold about it. Be loud about it. Be loving about it. We should be motivated by love. This is the word of God. We have the word of God. We have the words of life, the words that truly save sinners and cause them, because of the faithful preached word of God. God uses the faithful preaching of his word. Praise God for that. And because of that, he draws irresistibly by his grace sinners who he calls, and he graciously converts, all for his praise. And you know what? Our job is to be faithful. So let's be faithful. Let's stand up and let's preach the truth. And let's trust the Spirit to do what he does, irresistibly draw and convert and save, all for his glory. We need to be bold. We need to be truthful. But we also need to do, as Paul said in Ephesians 4:15, speak the truth in love. As Paul said to the Colossians, to speak the truth, but to do it seasoned with salt. We are to be, as Jesus said in Matthew 5:10-12, we are to be salt. And that's good news. We have a message that will offend the world. It pushes back against the world's sensibilities. It pushes back against the world's philosophy. But praise God, we have a word that is not running along the lines of our feelings and scripture together. No, instead, the word of God is to regulate. It normalizes. It provides a foundation for which we can process life, including our feelings. In fact, in the Psalms, the book of Psalms is written for this reason, where we see that God knows us and he calls us to pour out our hearts before him. There's, in fact, the Psalms of Lament, even. And you can go to this God. You can pour out your cares. You can pour out your burdens. And he, because of Christ, hears you. In fact, the good news is, not only does he hear you, he summons you because of Christ to come to him to be saved, and then to go and to go before his throne of grace. Such grace, such amazing grace. So go. Don't be confused. Go. Go to the Word of God. Go to the fount of the revelation of God's Word, and there you can be taught. There you can be nourished. There you can find salvation. There you can find help for your life, for whatever is going on in your life. There is hope, and there is help only in Christ and only found in the Word of God. I want to thank you for listening or watching this special episode of the Servants of Grace podcast. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Servants of Grace podcast today. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you'd like to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or by searching Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find this podcast on the front page of our website at servantsofgrace.org.